Thank you, Lord. Open your Bibles with me this morning to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. You know, as I was preparing this week, the Lord was reminding me of the Apostle Paul's letter to Philemon. And Philemon had a slave, Onesimus, that fled slavery, but he became a Christian. And the Apostle Paul is writing to Philemon to receive him back, not as a slave, but as a brother. And the Father is speaking to my heart about many have been slaves to sin, and the Father has delivered them, and we're to receive them. Amen? Just as the Apostle Paul was writing to Philemon, he said in Philemon verse 6, that the communication of your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen? So when I was looking at that, the Father took me to Romans chapter 6. I'm just going to build a foundation for where we're going today, and hopefully and prayerfully, by the grace of God, we'll get there. Amen? In Romans 6:6, the Apostle Paul says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen? In other words, we're here to grow and to become the image of Christ Jesus. So with this in mind, look with me in Ephesians chapter 4 in our text today. And we're going to read verse number 22 through 24. The Word of God says that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. The title of this morning's message is A Concise Confession. Sometimes when we're confessing, we just generalize things. And Father wants to hit a point today. He has a target. And he wants to hit a place in our hearts and lives. So he's going to speak to us today about the communication, the corruption, and the contradiction. So let's lift our words together, and let's make a declaration in the house as we can come in agreement. Repeat after me, say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful for the word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. Now, Father, I pray, Father God, that I speak and I say what you would have me speak and say. And may the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And Father God, may you be glorified, may you be magnified and exalted in everything that takes place. And when all is said and done, you'll receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Father, I thank you for each and every one that's here today. I thank you that they have so much value and so much worth to you, Father God. I bind every lie that the enemy is trying to speak to minds, bodies, souls, and spirits right now in the name of Jesus. For who the Son has made free is free indeed. So, Father, we thank you today for the freedom that's coming to our hearts and lives in a brand new and a fresh way, and we'll never cease to give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody good? Amen. Hallelujah. First, we're going to look at the communication, our mouths, Sam. I don't know, sometimes my mouth gets me in trouble. Anybody else here? Just the pastor, I guess, because he talks a lot, huh? You know, if you're in Ephesians chapter 4 and you drop down a little bit to verse number 29, the Apostle Paul says to the church at Ephesus, he says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying or to build others up, that it may minister grace to the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you." You know, in the Word of God, somewhere along the line, old things have to pass away so some things can become new. The Apostle Peter says this in 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Verse number 8. You get there, say amen. If you don't turn it, write it down in your notes so you can look at it later. Just remember that all of the messages are on the website. You can go and re-listen. Verse number 8, 1 Peter chapter 3. "Finally, be ye of all one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. Knowing ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto the prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Amen. Amen. We're not being conformed to this world. We're being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Our minds are being renewed every day. Amen. The Lord said something to me. He's speaking in a word of correction. He was speaking to me about not seeing individuals in my eyes, but seeing them in through his eyes. In other words, many times I have a problem because I see them through my eyes and not his eyes. And sometimes when I'm looking at people with through my eyes and not his eyes, I forget where he found me. I forget what he did in my life, how he transformed me. I haven't arrived yet. You haven't arrived yet. We're all on a journey. Amen. So as we're ministering to one another, we have to receive one another just as they are. Amen. Amen. No one's any more holier than you are, because the holy is him, not us. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and dwells in me, it's the same spirit. What's being changed is the outward man. We got the same God. We all serve the same God. Amen. He said to me, if you look with me and James chapter 1, James chapter 1, verse 22. He says, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, and being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is in vain. Amen? In other words, I want you to go somewhere for a minute. So turn me to James chapter 3. Just turn the page. James chapter 3. Because we got to get a hold of this as children of God. If life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof, we got to be careful of the words that we're speaking. Amen? He says in James chapter 3, verse 8, he says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Now, he said that the tongue can no man tame. And if I'm trying to do this on my own strength, I'll never get it accomplished. But I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. Amen. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. I can't tame this in my own. I've got to depend on the one that's dwelling in me when he says, shut up, don't speak. When he says, bite your tongue, go ahead and bite it. Hello? Is he speaking to just me, or is he speaking to everyone in the room? How many, let's be honest and true, how many said something this week that they wish they could take it back? Hello? In other words, that's what he said. We're all in the same room. We're all on the same journey. We're all going through this together. God didn't send his word here to condemn anyone. He sent his word in because he loves you and he has a plan in your life. He says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you hope and an expected end. Amen. So, in other words, he doesn't want us to keep beating ourselves up in the past, but to learn from it. You know, the Apostle Paul put it like this. If you look with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 33. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. And what he was saying about it, we're talking about, secondly, the corruption. I was running in the park. I thank God for the park. And I'm running in the park, and I come to this hill, and I hear the Lord starts speaking to me. And when the Lord starts speaking to me, I get to take a break and stop. I thank the Lord when he's talking to me because I get a breather. And then he talks to me, somebody, when he wants to give me it. And God gave me this when I was in the park, and I want to share it with you. In this box, there's a raw piece of pork. All right, this pork is a representation of sin. Now, if you just leave pork out or leave it in your body and it's not cooked or anything, what's it do inside of you? It's worms and, I mean, it's some gross stuff that comes out of pork, okay? Amen? This box is a representation of our body. We have the sin that's in our body. The old covenant was the blood. There was a sacrifice of blood. And what the old covenant would do is it would cover the sin. Amen? But the sin was still there. And you had to come back and cover it again with blood. But through Christ Jesus, the Bible says, What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And through Christ Jesus, through his blood, he removes our sin as far as from the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. In other words, it's not covered up by blood. I don't continue in sin that grace may abound. I let him remove it. Let him take it and remove it as far as the east is from the west, so it doesn't have an effect in my body. Sin affects your body. Sin corrupts your organs in your body. Sin, that's what gives you sickness and disease. It's sin. But God, through Christ Jesus, has removed it. Amen. If we allow him to take it away. Amen. He wants to take it. He just doesn't want you. So many times we continue doing what we're doing. I lost my paper. I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered by the blood. I'm covered by the blood. And I still got this canker inside me that's eating me up. The Lord wants to deliver me. The Father wants to set me free. For who the Son is made free is free indeed. Amen. Amen. See, the Old Testament was just a foreshadow of what the new was going to bring. Christ is a fulfillment. It's been fulfilled. I thank God, and I'm going to give this pork to my honey, so don't forget it. Coming to church next week, this place be stanky. What's that awful smell? Sin? It's sin, man. That's what smells. That's what stinks. The old sin. Do you get what the Father's saying? He's saying he just doesn't want you to cover your sin up with the blood of Jesus. He wants you to let it remove it. Let it take it out of the way. It was taken out of the way and it was nailed on. Oh, the cross isn't there. It's out there. It was nailed on the cross. Hallelujah. Okay. You get it? You hear me? Someone right now should have got some revelation. Someone right now should have got something that they've been looking for. You know why I know it? Because God said to do it. If God said to do it, he had a plan in somebody's heart and somebody's life in this room. We're not here just for a church service. If you're just here for a Sunday gathering, boo-hoo for that. We're here to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're here to allow him to move in any way he wants to move and do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if I'm in your way, Lord, let me out of your way and have your way in this place. Amen. God wants to do something in every heart and every life and this room. And he established this day from the very foundation of the earth and had a plan for you this day. Hallelujah. Not next week, not next month, but today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the communication. Turn with me to 2 Peter. The communication. Second Peter chapter 1, verse number 3. The Word of God says, according as his divine power have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding the great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and the knowledge temperance, and the temperance patience, and the patience godliness, and the godliness brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness charity, or agape love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I think James says it like this. He says, let no man say when he is tempted by God. Because God will not tempt with evil, neither does God tempt any man. But tempted, we're drawn away with our own lust. When lust is conceived, enticed, when lust is conceived, it becomes sin. And when sin is finished, it becomes death, because the wages of sin is death. Amen? He's speaking to us about the communication and the corruption, amen, that we've been set apart. As a matter of fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 2 Corinthians 11, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The word's going forth to accomplish something in every heart and every life today. You know something? You know that no one in this room today will leave in the same manner that they came. God knew who would be here today. And he placed it on your heart to be here today. Because he wanted you to hear what he has to say. Amen. Because he wants to do something in your heart and your life. That you are so much value and worth to him. Amen. And the world, they may degrade you and devalue you and try to take your value and worth. But God says you have great value. You have great worth. Amen. If there was no one but you, he would have still went to the cross for you. Hallelujah. He says, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, he says, verse number 3, he says, but I fear lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through the subtlety or his craftiness, so should your minds be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ. And in other words, what Father wants you to understand something. Jesus did it simple and he did it easy. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. In other words, sometimes something that's so simple, our mind says, well, that's too simple, that can't work. But what Christ says to you and I, what he did is what he accomplished, all we have to do is enter into his finished work and it becomes. Hallelujah. We don't need to complicate what Jesus made simple. Amen. Amen. You know, the apostle Paul says, well, I'm not eloquent in speech, but I come to you with power. You know, in other words, it's his word. It's God's word that has the effect. Look with me in Romans chapter 8, verse 21. It says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from bondage of corruption and to the glorious liberty as children of God. For who the Son is made free is what? We're free. We're free. In Galatians chapter 6. Well, Pastor, you sure go to the Word a lot. Well, God has called me to be a preacher of the Word. Amen. We're talking about the communication. We're talking about the communication and the corruption. The corruption. The Apostle Paul says in Galatians 6, verse number 7, he said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them that are the household of faith. You know, we're to reach this world, but we can't miss one another. Each and every one is valuable to the Father and is valuable to us. I don't care if you're rich, poor, in between. God loves every last one. And everyone that comes to this place, God wants them to, desires for them to be accepted, loved on, ministered to, words of affirmation and kindness spoken to them. Amen. 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 In other words, he's saying that our communication or our faith can become effectual. It's not going to be corrupt by the acknowledgement of every good thing. We're not going to say one thing and do another. We're not going to have contradiction. Amen? Look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, sometimes in these words like the communication and contradiction, communication, corruption, contradiction, I try to define words with the same starting letter. And the reason I do that is just because they're easier for people to remember. Amen? In other words, it was a C word. It was a C word. Communication. Yeah, it was a C word. Corruption. It was a C word. Contradiction. In other words, that's purposed. Amen? To help us remember. Amen? Because God just wants you to just receive what you got today, but he wants you to remember it. Amen? And 1 Timothy chapter 3. I'll get there in a second. Find out where I'm at. Is that where I'm at? Yeah, it is. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Excuse me. I'm human. What'd you say, Lord? I'm just teasing. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And from that, from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And he says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. In other words, God will never contradict himself. Amen. And God is not going to change the word. I just saw this article about the Pope trying to change the Lord's Prayer in the Word of God. God doesn't change the word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He does not change. And one thing about the God that we serve, since he doesn't contradict himself and he doesn't change, it gets something for us to cling to. Because if he was moving from here to there and, you know, every different direction, we'd all be confused, would we not? You know, God does things, he does it decently, and he does it in order. Amen? That's why the Apostle Paul said in Titus chapter 3, Titus chapter 3, verse number 3, he says, for we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice, envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of the God our Savior towards men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You know, so the writer of Hebrews says this in closing today in Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 12. He said, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, what is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. See, in closing today, if you look with me in 1 John, the Lord spoke to me the other day, and the Father said to me in 1 John chapter 1, He said that this 2017, this year, will be ended with a bang. And the year of 2018 will be brought in with a shout. And that God wants to do something in every heart and every life of everyone that's in this room. But I want you to hear this. The Word of God says this in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9. He says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. And this is what the Father said to me. He said, hey, we have the communication, we have the corruption, and we have the contradiction. I want everyone to take your heart out, not out of your chest. Did everyone get a heart? If you need a heart, we have hearts. Does everyone have a heart? Does everyone have something to write with? We're getting ready to take communion. Here's if somebody needs a heart. Jesus said this. He said, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. It may be a pet peeve. Let me tell you this. I'm not interested in your sin. The Father is. And what I want you to do is I want you to write what you need help with the sin that you're battling with. Because everyone in the room is battling with something. I already know what I have to repent of. Do you have yours? You have a pen? Are you with me? We're getting ready to take communion. And when we do this, you do it as unto the Lord, the communion you're going to take is going to be totally different than you ever did before. I gotta write mine down. Again, I'm not interested in what your sin is. But what I'm going to do is we gather for communion today. I'm going to ask you to bring it up, and I'm going to ask you to lay it in the pail face down. It's nobody's business. This is between you and God. Amen. You know, I know in James 5:16, he says to confess your faults one to another, the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, the effectual fervent prayer. But he's saying today, this is between you and him. This is between you and him. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you sent your word here today to accomplish what you sent it to do in every heart and every life. Father, you spoke to us about the communication of our faith, Father God. The communication, the corruption, and we're not to contradict, Father God, the contradiction, Father God, that you sent your word to accomplish something in our hearts and our lives today. And as your spirit has revealed to us a place in our life where we need your help, we need your forgiveness, we need for you to remove this. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. As you said in the Psalms, that you removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. And as your children today come and release this on the altar today, Father God, it'll be released and taken from them in Jesus' name. So as we gather to offer, just bring your heart and lay it down. Hallelujah.